Middle East and Africa.
Power in Iran. A slender hope of change. Could Iran elect a reformist president after the death of Raisi?
After 3 years of ruthless hardline government under Ebrahim Raisi, Iran's 61 million voters once again have a choice for president. Ahead of Iran's snap presidential election scheduled for June 28th, the Islamic Republic's electoral vetting body approved six candidates, three hardliners, two pragmatic conservatives, and a reformer. Given that the first five are likely to split the traditionalist vote, a good turnout might even propel a reformist back into the presidency. The helicopter crash that killed Raisi on May 19th could re-energise Iranian politics, says a political observer in the capital, Tehran. The frontrunner is a pragmatic conservative, Mohammed Bakr Khalibaf. As a former military commander and police chief, Speaker of Parliament and an ally of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, he has the credentials of a regime stalwart. If the other four conservatives drop out of the race and lend him their backing, as often happens in Iranian elections, he should be a shoo-in. That said, as a previous three-time presidential contender, he also has a record as a loser. Critics berate him over corruption allegations, which he denies. And hypocrisy, though Mr. Khalibaf condemns the West, his son applied for Canadian citizenship. The hardliners are, however, a fractious and tempestuous bunch and are unlikely to step aside for Mr. Khalibaf. Saeed Jalili, Iran's former chief nuclear negotiator, is an old rival. He is backed by the Peydari Front, a movement of zealots and Puritans, and follows in Raisi's footsteps. So too do Alireza Zakani, the mayor of Tehran, and Amir Hossein Ghazizadeh Hoshimi, a former Peydari spokesman who heads a government charity for martyrs. By contrast, Mostafa Pourmohammadi, the other pragmatic conservative, has shown a bit more flexibility. A cleric who rose through the ranks of the intelligence ministry, helping to sentence thousands of regime opponents to death on the way, he has held ministerial posts in conservative and reformist governments alike. The outlier is Masoud Pezeshkian. In contrast with Raisi's religious pomp and pomposity, he dresses casually and speaks like a normal Iranian. He is a heart surgeon whose beliefs hark back to the leftist ideals of the revolution in 1979. As an MP, he criticised the security forces for suppressing the protests against the disputed election results in 2009 and the morality police for crushing the women-led protests against their mandatory veil in 2022. Like some 25% of Iranians, he comes from the Turkish-speaking northwest and champions the rights of the country's many ethnic minorities. In a rare show of affection, perhaps intended to appeal to women, he held his daughter's hand when he submitted his candidacy. The bloc of reformist politicians has already endorsed him, hoping he might pull Iran back towards a more favourable relationship with the West. Still, it will be hard to woo voters to the ballot box. Iranians are exhausted by a political system that has failed to adjust to the times. The turnout in the presidential election in 2021 was the lowest on record. Mr. Pezeshkian is not widely known. His highest previous office was as health minister 2 decades ago, and even with the help of 5 televised election debates, he has only 2 weeks of campaigning to get his message across. Moreover, voters are loath to repeat their experiences of 2009 and 2013, when reformist candidates tempted back voters only for their hopes of an end to Iran's isolation to be dashed. The election remains tightly stage-managed. The Guardian Council, whose members are appointed by Mr. Khamenei and his judiciary chief, disqualified more than 90% of the candidates, including all but one heavyweight, Mr. Khalibaf. As is their wont, they barred all women, Arabs and secularists. Sunnis in the Shia theocracy did not even bother to apply. Whatever their hue, all the candidates pledged allegiance to Mr. Khamenei, leading protesters to wish a plague on all their houses. Reformists and principalists, meaning hardliners, the game is over, they chant. The election could, though, help Mr. Khamenei get over the Raisi era. As president, Raisi and his followers increasingly unnerved Mr. Khamenei. Their morality drives destabilised the regime's relations with the people. Their economic mismanagement drove the sanctions-bedraggled economy into the ground. Their purges smacked of a power grab. And Raisi, ostensibly the consummate yes-man, seemed to harbour leadership ambitions. He had experience of running two branches of government, the judiciary and the presidency, and he had the black turban of a cleric that reminded his followers of his descent from the prophet Muhammad. Had it not been for his helicopter crash 2 days earlier, a gathering of the Assembly of Experts, the body that appoints the supreme leader's successor, was primed to confirm him as its head. So Mr. Khamenei, a paranoid leader who brooks no rivals, appears to have seized the moment to reassert his supremacy. Five of the six candidates are constitutionally barred from becoming supreme leader because they are not clerics. The sole one on the list, Mr. Poor Mohammadi, wears a white turban, indicating a lesser status because he lacks prophetic lineage. The Guardian Council has also disqualified any presidential candidates with bigger ambitions. These include Ali Larijani, a former Speaker of Parliament from the clerical centre of Qom, who might have tipped his brother, Sadegh, for the post of supreme leader, and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, a former president who quarrelled publicly with Mr. Khamenei. Even if it does not do much to change Iran's decision-making, the presidential election will give Mr. Khamenei and his son Mojtaba, who runs his father's powerful office, a freer hand to determine the power struggle that really matters, the battle to succeed the supreme leader.